This is the Music History Today podcast for April 11th. On today's show, a movie musical classic premieres and happy birthday to Summer Walker. First up, though, on this date in 1952, the aforementioned movie musical Singin' in the Rain premiered in movie theaters. In 1956, Gene Vincent and his band The Blue Caps recorded their song Bebopalula. In 1961, Bob Dylan played in Greenwich Village in New York City for the first time, opening up for John Lee Hooker. His reputation and fame grew from there. In 1964, the Beatles had 14 songs on the American Top 100 Singles chart in the same week, setting a new record at that time. In 1966, Frank Sinatra recorded the song Strangers in the Night. In 1970, Peter Green announced that he had left Fleetwood Mac. In 1978, Aretha Franklin married actor Glenn Turman. In 1981, Eddie Van Halen married actress Valerie Bertinelli. In 1983, Dave Mustaine was kicked out of Metallica. In 1992, singer-actress and activist Dana Morricini married actor Christopher Reeve. In 1992, same day, country music singer Lee Greenwood married beauty pageant winner Kimberly Payne. In 2007, Richie Sambora of Bon Jovi divorced actress Heather Locklear. In 2011, the group B1A4 was formed. And in 2020, a virtual Farm Aid concert was held due to the COVID lockdowns at the time. In classical music, in 1727, Johann Sebastian Bach premiered his piece, St. Matthew Passion. In 1888, Amsterdam's Concertgebouw was dedicated, and in 1988, the Royal Concert Building in Amsterdam reopened. In theater, in 1936, the Rodgers and Hart musical On Your Toes premiered on Broadway. In 1959, the musical Jamaica closed on Broadway. In 1967, the Broadway show Ilya Darling opened. In 1991, the musical Miss Saigon premiered on Broadway. And in 1996, the revival of the musical The King and I opened on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on April 11th in 1988, Cher won Best Actress at the Academy Awards for the movie Moonstruck, and in 2005, Kenny Chesney and Keith Urban were among the big winners at the Country Music Television Music Awards. Albums that were released on April 11th include in 1972 when Creedence Clearwater Revival released Mardi Gras. In 1977, the Beach Boys released The Beach Boys Love You. In 1981, Whitesnake released Come and Get It. In 1983, Sabotage released Sirens. In 1987, The Who released Two's Missing. In 1988, Iron Maiden released Seventh Son of a Seventh Son, and the Butthole Surfers released Hairway to Stephen. Also in 1988, Neil Young released his album, This Note's for You. In 1990, Celtic Frost released Vanity Nemesis. In 1995, Pavement released Wowie Zowie. In 2000, No Doubt released Return of Saturn, and Bad Manners released Special Brew. In 2006, Queen released Stone Cold Classics. In 2008, Asia released Phoenix, and Judas Priest released The Essential Judas Priest. And in 2011, Bob Dylan released In Concert Brandeis University 1963. Singles that were released on April 11th include in 1960 when Percy Faith and his orchestra released Theme for Young Lovers. In 1963, Jackie DeShannon released Needles and Pins. In 1972, The Supremes released Automatically Sunshine. In 1973, The Byrds did a twofer. They released Long Live the King and Full Circle. In 1977, Waylon Jennings released Luckin' Back Texas, Back to the Basics of Love. In 1980, Paul McCartney released Coming Up. In 1984, the Pointer Sisters released Jump for My Love. And in 2014, Christina Grimmie released Feeling Good. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on April 11th include singer Summer Walker, rapper Kid Boo, rapper Suicide Christ, singer Duncan Lawrence, singer Josh Stone, rapper David Banner, Oliver Radel of Rammstein, Chris Gaylor of the All-American Rejects, singer Mariangeli Collado, singer Lights, singer Julian Alvarez, singer-songwriter Zola Jesus, Cleotha Staples of the Staples Singers, Paul Fox of the Ruts, Neville Staple of the Specials, Stuart Adamson of Big Country, original Gin Blossoms guitarist and songwriter Doug Hopkins, Nigel Pulsford of Bush, singer Lisa Stansfield, musician Jim Lauderdale, singer-songwriter Steve Azar, singer Ednita Nazario, Robbie House of the band Snuff, jazz composer Nick LaRocca, jazz bassist Jimmy Lewis, composer Richard Berry, Tom Victor of the Classics, British radio DJ Bob Harris, Terry Ollis of Hawkwind, producer David Lowe, Sebastian Granger of Death From Above, Cyrus Matthews of Catatonia, and Dylan Keefe of Marcy Playground. Artists who unfortunately passed away on April 11th include composer Matthias Appelt, who passed away in 1648 at the age of 53. Composer Manuel de Agos passed away in 1729 at the age of 71. Composer Jacob Zupan passed away in 1810 at the age of 75. Pianist Louis Emmanuel Jadin passed away in 1853 at the age of 84. Composer Peter Sokolsky passed away in 1887 at the age of 54. Composer Ivor Hallström passed away in 1901 at the age of 74. Composer Mitya Stillman passed away in 1936 at the age of 44. Composer Vadi Sabra passed away in 1952 at the age of 76. Composer Ludwig Ergens Jensen passed away in 1969 at the age of 74. Jazz trombonist Fred Robinson of Louis Armstrong's Hot Five passed away in 1984 at the age of 83. Singer and actress Adele Dixon passed away in 1992 at the age of 83. Composer Ivan Cherepnin passed away in 1998 at the age of 55. Singer and dancer Diana Darvey passed away in 2000 at the age of 54. Jazz multi-instrumentalist Sandy Bull passed away in 2001 at the age of 60. Entertainer Harry Secombe passed away from cancer in 2001 at the age of 79. Singer June Pointer of the Pointer Sisters passed away from cancer in 2006 at the age of 52. Rapper Proof of the group D12 was shot and killed during a billiard game argument in 2006 at the age of 32. Singer La Estrella passed away in 2011 at the age of 92. Jazz violinist Billy Bang passed away from cancer in 2011 at the age of 63. Guitarist and songwriter Jesse Winchester of the group The Christian Brothers Band passed away from cancer in 2014 at the age of 69. Singer Emile Ford, who was the first black male singer to hit number one on the British charts, passed away in 2016 at the age of 78. Guitarist Jay Giles of the Jay Giles Band passed away in 2017 at the age of 71. And keyboardist Toby Smith passed away from cancer in 2017 at the age of 46. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is April 12th, when, in 1954, Bill Haley and the Comets recorded the groundbreaking song Rock Around the Clock.